Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review over your account?
Okay.
Just hold one moment. And I am still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Suchitra Patnaik.
And will you verify your shipping address?
6733 Ridge Road, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68512.
Okay, so I do see here you have this meal plan. Are you saying that you never had placed the order at all?
No, I didn't. That's what, you know, when, you know, and this is a new card. I just got it. So I don't know what happened. How did this get ordered? And I did not do anything.
Okay, so will you verify that email for me?
SuchitraPatnaik@hotmail.com. Something, what happened? I don't know if...
Okay, so that was your first and last name at hotmail.com, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, will you verify your phone number?
402-617-4635.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that you receive when you order in the very first place. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order.
No, no, it's just the card is in my name, and I got the card on I think on 4th or 5th of this month, 4th or 5th of March. So I don't know how this one got charged. 59.89.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Just curious, how did it get charged?
Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
No, I didn't. I got the card. As I said, you know, but the charge was, they called me, the charge was made on 14th of March. I got the card just a week before, then I, you know, activated the card. How did all this thing happen?
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS post inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family.
I need the money back. I don't want to pay. And the person I was talking before, he said he's going to pay me back to 75%. What does that mean also? I don't know. The person, the customer care I was talking just before you. And, I'm going to go put this as a dispute. I'm not going to pay for it because I don't know anything. Maybe it got it from somewhere. Yeah, we are going to buy a Dyson from Costco. But how did this get the Dyson vacuum cleaner or iPhone? No, I won't go to any contest to get an iPhone.
Okay, so...
What can be done? I need the money back. I'm not going to pay for sure. I mean, I didn't do anything. It is something, things happening. I'm not surprised. People, how they get the card number, how they get the account, how the things have been happening. That's no doubt. But they called, actually. The company called me, the credit card company.
Okay, just one moment.
And what is that the other person told me he can pay me back 75%. What does that mean?
Okay, so would you like to go through it, Fraud?
Go where?
Would you like to go through it, Fraud?
I'm not understanding. Would I like to do what?
Would you like to go through it, Fraud?
Go to where? Sorry?
Would you like to go through with fraud?
Go through. Your voice is breaking. Go through what? Sorry?
Would you like to go through with fraud?
Yeah, I mean, do whatever it is. I want to get my money back. That's all. It should be refunded. Because I did not do any charge. Nobody would do it. You know, it's a $59.99 every month pay just to get a win an iPhone and things. Nobody would do it.
Like to go through it, Fraud?
No, I don't want to go through it. I want my money back. I don't want to, you mean, to go through the contest? That's what you were saying?
Correct. So you could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry. Where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, or a Dyson vacuum.
For how much? $5.
Okay, so basically you could have paid $1 to $5. That's how it started. But then you ended up with the meal plan with us.
No, I don't know any plan.
Okay, so would you like to go through it, Fraud?
No, I don't want to go through any plan. I just want my money back. I know these are all fraud. I don't want to go through any plan or anything, basically.
Okay, just one moment.
No, no plan, nothing. I know I will not be able to win, and this is what will happen. Somebody will hack the card, my account, and this.
Okay, just one moment.
So if you are saying $5 to win, then what is this $59?
Okay, what I can do, I can offer you a $45 refund.
Why 45? I need my $59.98. Why? Why $45? And what is this? Why it was $59.89, and now you are telling me something like $5 to win. What are all these? If it was $5 to win, then what is this $59? I'm curious, actually. You see what I mean?
Okay, well, do you agree to the $45 refund?
Then what will happen to the rest? Another $14.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, all the $59.89. Right?
That's correct. I fully refunded the $59.89, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I really appreciate your help. Your name, please?
My name is Destiny.
Destiny?
Yes.
Okay, so I will call and check with you maybe after 4 or 5 days. 3 to 5 business days, you said, right?
That's right.
Okay, so I'll check my card and I'll get back to you. Thank you so much for taking care of it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Bye-bye.